Welcome back to another session of Down and Dirty's Naughty Tales from our crew at AdamandEve.com. We hope you got a thrill off last week's story, and you took advantage of the Adam and Eve promo code we gave you. If you missed out, no trippin', it's still available for a short time only, so you better act quick and use the promo code DIRTY50 to get half off a whole bunch of sexy shit over at AdamandEve.com. What kind of kinky shit have you been up to this week? I bet it's nowhere near as fucking amazing as the story you're about to hear. I've already given it a listen, and I know I'll be wanting more. These bitches and hoes seem to get it in all the right places. So sit back, light one up, grab a drink or two, and get ready to hear this week's wild fuckfest.
It had been months since I realized that Krista, my BFF, had a crush on me. BFF means best friends forever, but in our case, after last night, it could have meant best Facebook ever. At first, I thought it was kind of exciting when Krista would look at me just a little too long or hold my hand when we walked and stuff. There were rumors going around that she was a total lesbo, had already been with girls and all that, but I totally wasn't that way, and there was no way I'd let rumors fly like that about me. Even still, Krista didn't seem like a dyke. She was really, really pretty and super femme with long blonde hair and even blonde eyelashes and blonde pubes. I mean, duh, we change into our bikinis around each other, so it's no big secret. But after she started giving these subtle little clues that she wanted our friendship to be a little more special, well, I thought maybe I'd just play along and see where it went. Krista's folks had gone away for a long weekend. It was really hot, so we decided to lay out in the backyard. We stripped in her bedroom where it was cool from the AC, and right before I'd strapped on my bikini top, I noticed Krista's eyes flick toward my pointy nipples, which had gotten rock hard in the cold air. I pretended not to notice, and she looked away, and when she did, I caught a glimpse of her blonde, rosy pink pussy before she slipped into her bottoms. Her clit looked really small, like smaller than mine, and I remember thinking it looked pretty, but I shook it out of my mind. Anyway, we scrambled outside to the large pool area her family had in this totally secluded garden. No one could see us. And when Krista flipped her long, light hair back, I caught a whiff of clean shampoo smell, and it kind of turned me on. She was so pretty, with long, shapely, thin legs and little breasts that hung down but like kind of tilted up at the ends in kind of a cone shape. Her tummy was tan and totally flat, and after a while of us laying out, a tiny little droplet of sweat formed on her lower abs and sort of dripped into her belly button. I don't know why, but seeing that peach fuzz on her belly turn damp turned me on like nothing had ever before, and I began to feel like a tingly sensation down there. Like my young little puss wanted to be touched really badly. Anyway, I flipped over and let the sun caress my back, and I think I must have fallen asleep because suddenly Krista was running her fingertips lightly on my back and my sides, and I jolted awake. I said, "What you doing?" And I felt her lean down and whisper into my ear, "Nothing, just enjoy it." When Krista leaned down, I could feel her hair brush against my back and the tips of her breasts lightly touch my skin. My pussy got all tingly again and my back broke out in goosebumps even though it was so hot. I hoisted myself up on my elbows to turn around, but this only made my best friend's fingers creep down the sides of my lean body even deeper towards the sides of my tits. Moving slowly, Krista flipped up my bikini top so that my boobs were now bare, white as cream in the sun. I didn't know what to do, so I just stayed frozen, wanting her to touch my tits more than anything. I was breathing really hard, my heart thumping inside my chest. Finally, Krista's fingers touched the sides of my breast, which made my nipples tingle and harden. And then all of a sudden, she rolled my nipples between her thumb and middle finger, lightly pulling on them and grazing over the tips. I tried to turn over, wanting her mouth on me, but she wouldn't let me, instead letting her fingers trail down my back, lower and lower, until I arched my back and spread my thighs apart just a little on the sun deck chair. I couldn't believe this was happening. I couldn't believe I was letting it happen, wanting it to happen. But just as I tilted my mound towards the sun, towards Krista, she knew I was okay with it, and her fingers crept inside my bikini bottoms. She stroked my ass cheeks first, not making a sound. I didn't either, holding my breath as if it would all stop if I inhaled. Everything had fallen away except her hand. She tickled me until I squirmed, and then finally pushed my inner thighs apart a little more as her fingers found my aching pussy, which was now sopping wet with excitement. She reached down and found my clit, rubbing at it quick, until now I was moaning. And when she slipped two fingers into my hole, I thought I would die. Gripping the sides of the chair, I moved myself up and down on her fingers. She finger-fucked me. When suddenly she sort of pulled my ass up in the air and yanked my bikini bottoms to the side. Oh, God, Krista, yes, do it. As I felt my bare pussy in the warm air, nothing happened for a minute, and then it was her tongue, stretching down, down in my clit and covering it with saliva and spit. And then she was tongue-fucking me, her tongue darting in and out of my virgin hole. Until I shook with climax and my body was covered in chills and I lay there, exhausted. When I finally got up and turned over, Krista was lying naked on the other chair. "My turn," she said and smiled. I was happy to obey.
Now that was something I'll be thinking about all night long. Did it get you as throbbing as it got me? Fuck, I'm gonna need a moment to collect myself. Alright, I'm back with you bitches. So what did you think about this week's story? Don't forget to leave us some feedback so we've got a clue what y'all are loving and what y'all are hating. This week's Adam and Eve promo code is DIRTY50. They give you 50% off almost any fucking item. Free shipping, free porn DVDs, and a mystery gift. What's wrong with those bitches? They are giving the store away. Make sure you get yourself some sweet shit and give us a holla in the feedback, letting us know what you got over at adamandeve.com. See you next week, my bitches and hoes.